So yeah, how do we do that? You know, we talked about community. We have been talking about community for all of March as we move into the beauty and joys of Easter. And so, in Lenten book, it's Sabbath, as we saw in the Daily Word. Charles Fillmore wrote this book, and we have a class going on called Keep a Truth Lent. And it's basically a process in which you can continue to release and let go. Now, in unity, when we talk about Lent, we're not talking about giving up your favorite chocolate or the coffee, even though, you know, for health purposes, we might want to get rid of some of the chocolate that's hidden in my office. Anyway, it's really about releasing and letting go of the negative thoughts and feelings that bring us down. The negative thoughts and feelings that we've been talking about that have been populating the world and been talking about getting rid of, so that we have a community just filled with love, community that we can just be love without ceasing, without restraint. And so the way we do this is by continually releasing and letting go of those issues that are within our own being, within our own temple, so that we can give even greater to the temple. And the easiest way to do that as we go through creating this beloved community is by recreating ourselves. And that's really what Easter is all about, is recreating ourselves. As we continue and move down the path, we'll be seeing movies and old movies with Charlton Heston. It's so violent. I'm happy that The Last Temptation of Christ hasn't appeared on TV, but it might be in your cable movie thing. And see, we don't really talk about it that way. I mean, we appreciate Jesus as being the human that showed us the way to our divinity. And these are the practices that he went through, and we metaphysically interpret them. So with Sabbath is, yes, we look at it as resting, but I liked what the Daily Word said. It's resting in God. A lot of time, and even I've done this, and I have to recorrect myself, it's not just about going to sleep. It's not about taking time out, taking a break. Even in the title, when I say rest before creation, rest after, it's about resting in God before you recreate and resting in God afterward. For Charles Fillmore writes that the Sabbath is the consciousness that we have when we are when we release and let go and we settle in to the presence of God. When we rest in that love, rest in that mind, when we attune ourselves and move ourselves from things that are outward, this world that is outward, and go into a peace that is God. In Judaism, the word is sabbat, and it means to cease or to stop. And if we want to stop recreating only darkness, only those negative thoughts and feelings, we need to cease and let go and allow ourselves to move into the presence, move into the stillness of God. That is really what Sabbath is. So we talk a lot about the scripture, which is Mark 7, that was used in the Daily Word at the end, where Jesus said, "Didn't David say this? And you're all about David, and you're all about the warring God, and that's who you said was the person who was saving you?" Well, let me give you the full scripture of that. It's Mark 2, 23. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, And as his disciples walked along, they began to pick some heads of grain. And the Pharisees said to him, him being Jesus, "Look, why are they doing that? That is unlawful on the Sabbath." And Jesus looked and he said, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need? In the days of the Abiathar, the high priest, he entered the house of God, he being David, and ate the consecrated bread, which is lawfully only for priests to eat. And he also gave some to his companions. Then he, being David, said to them," and Jesus said this also, "the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." And so when we look at this in a sense of stopping and ceasing, we are saying that we are able to stop and cease the madness in our own head, stop and cease the madness in our own lives, and welcome in the blessings of God. It means that we no longer find ourselves in a state where we are going through the hamster wheel. We choose to release and let it go, for the only way that we can create anything, not just a sustainable community, not just a loving community, but anything. And actually, when you look at community, at temple, at life, it is all one and the same. You cannot do it unless you release and let go of those that luggage that is holding you down. Release and let go and allow yourself to create the choice within yourself to stop and cease. Be still and know God. And so Sabbath really is, going into Sabbath, isn't about the day. That's one of the things that Jesus was talking about here in the scripture. It used to be that Saturday, and in a lot of spiritual communities, Saturday still is that day of rest, that day of Sabbath. But unlike most, it is also, the Sabbath is that time when we go in. It isn't just a time where we go to church for 2 seconds and go, "Whoa, that was good." Or Pete really nailed that on that last song as he was feeling the Spirit. And because Pete did that, if we could feel the Spirit, we can go out. That is all good. And I asked Pete to continue doing that so that we can feel the presence, see it in other ways and through other people. But the truth of Sabbath really is an aspect of us releasing and letting go of all the world and moving forward to embrace the presence of God, resting in the arms and the love and the silence and the stillness that is God. And by that, we choose now to attain a consciousness. So metaphysically, I want to go back over the scripture that I just read to you. I'm going to fill in some blanks and then read it again just with the blanks. So, and when I say metaphysically, I'm talking about Fomorian metaphysics. I'm talking about Charles Fillmore, one of our co-founders. It was Charles and Myrtle Fillmore who was our founders. And Charles was the heady one. Myrtle was the praying one. That's why Myrtle is the mother of unity. And it's deemed that Myrtle is the one who really started unity, because it was all about prayer. And when Charles saw what was happening, his intellect needed to know. And we do all need a head and a heart. So when Charles went in to seek and ask questions and have the intellect, he came up with these metaphysical charms, which are actually not out of the ethers completely. They also align with the Hebrew words. And if it's New Testament, it aligns with the Greek words. So it says, "One Sabbath being a state of spiritual attainment, Jesus was going through the grain fields." And the grain fields could be thought of as thoughts. He was going through his thoughts. And as his disciples, now disciples mean, they can be translated also in this. His mind's analyst, or his faculties. As he was traveling with his, and analyzing his thoughts, his mind, walking along, they began to pick some heads of grain. Now, heads of grain could also be interpreted as substance, subject to spiritual direction. So the Pharisees, now the Pharisees were the law with the Sadducees, the law of the land. And they were the ones who were constantly looking at Jesus, nitpicking him, right? You know, what is it? What are you doing? He's doing this again. Oh, he's doing that again. Oh, my God, he's saying that. He's God now. He's saying this. He's that. So they're the ones that, as you can tell in this, they're going, what are you doing? And so metaphysically, they're the thoughts binding us to religiosity without understanding of what the true meaning is. So this said to him, look, why are they, his thoughts who are analyzing, doing what is unlawful on this time, which is a state of spiritual attainment? And so Jesus answered, have you not read what David did? And then after that, he said to them, the Sabbath, the state of spiritual attainment, was made for man, not man for the spiritual attainment. So the Son of Man, the definition of Son of Man is that in us which discerns the difference between God's truth and error thinking. Is Lord, the activity of the spiritual I am, even of the Sabbath. So let me read it to you with those words, which gives you a truer meaning of how do we create a more peaceful place, outward and inwardly. So going back over that, taking away the words. One time while Jesus was in a state of attainment, he was going through his thoughts. And as his mind analyzed his thoughts, they began to look at and pick up substance, spiritual substance for direction. Yet the thoughts that were Jesus's that binded him to religiosity without understanding said to Jesus, look, why are you doing this unlawful thing when you're supposed to be during this time of spiritual attainment? And he told himself, and reminded himself the story of David. And then he said to these thoughts that are binding and religiosity that don't understand the truth of the law, the state of spiritual attainment was made for man, not man for spiritual attainment. So that in me, which is discerning the difference between truth and error thinking, is actually the activity, the true activity of the Christ consciousness, especially while I'm trying to attain spiritual attainment. Did that make sense as I put in the words? And so when we look at that scripture, then we find then that if we want spiritual attainment, if we want to love without ceasing, without restraints, we have to release the restraints ourselves. We have to continue to go in deeper, move in, and allow ourselves to open ourselves up to the presence and the power of God. And not in just, yes, there is a prayer of thanksgiving. Yes, in joy and song. And most importantly, each and every time we go to meditate, each and every time we go to commune with God is a time of Sabbath. So Sabbath isn't just a day on Saturday or on Sunday where we say hallelujah and walk out the door and forget about everything. Sabbath is the time, anytime, every time, no matter how many times a day it is, where you walk in and say, I release the world. God, show me the way. I want to get to know you. I want to love you. I want to be you. And so the example that I gave here, and the example all of Easter, you can take it in two ways. And unity likes to take it in both ways. On one hand, you can look at the Jesus story and say that everything that happened outside of Jesus happened outside of Jesus in the story. As I read it, there's another way that you can look at it. And it is that everything that is happening outside of Jesus is actually a representation of what is happening internally in Jesus. So when I said that his thoughts of religiosity that he doesn't understand, I was saying that Jesus, there are parts of us, just as in Jesus, who was a human, who was in the process of evolution, which is why Charles and Myrtle Fillmore went for the unity, for the Jesus story, because we can identify with it so easily. There are parts in us that we, even in our unity teachings, we are moving forward, walking that line, and we still kind of stop in our traditional training, right? I mean, I think I saw Dennis kind of going like this a little bit. Anyone who's had classes with me, I'll look at my Keep a True Lent students who are here. There are some things that, yeah, you know unity, but to shake off what you learn from your Orthodox religion, to shake off those laws that were embedded in you, that's what Jesus was doing. Going, I know the truth. God is telling me the truth, but I'm having problems. I'm having problems shaking off that religious thing. And you know what? I don't understand that. I understand why we have to do that. Because the truth is that the more that we align ourselves and want to attune and attain the Spirit of God within us, that's the time when Sabbath is. And that's all we need to do, is to move forward. So to create a beautiful community, to continue to move forward, is the story of Easter. It is releasing and letting go of the world, moving into and attaining a place where you can be in alignment with God. That is the rest, so that when you come up out of the rest, you are ready to go again. That is the truth about creation. So many times we move forward from one creation to another creation. I know that when I was in the business world, when I was VP at an advertising agency, I was in the magazine component. And it was a monthly magazine, so I had all kinds of irons in the fire. I was going out and looking at the printing. I was designing another one. I was art directing another one, and I was reading so I can art direct the other one. And then I was having meetings for the ones the next one, and it was juggling. And so I couldn't rest because it was, okay, I'm done with that one, so I had to go to this one. It was a line of things to do. Can you guys identify with that? That kind of just continues on. And you have the power to stop it. Yes, the work continues on. Hopefully, thank God, the work continues on. But for us to really be able to create, we have to go in, be with God, be as God, so that as we emerge, realize that we are, just as Jesus was trying to tell us all along, we are the Christ. We are the divine idea that is supposed to come forward and be the fruits of the great manifestation, so that there is heaven here on earth. And the only way we can do that is to stop, cease with the world, and go into the truth of God. And so, with that, I'll allow you to gnaw on that for a little while. We'll go back into it as we talk about how that helps us to overcome next week as the overcomer. I'd like for us to look at our denial and affirmation, which is always in your bulletin. Keep your bulletin. I know that our beloved John Frederick always used to say, I put it on my window seal so I can see it all the time. Just a little thing. So, denial. I release the busy rush of activities. I rest in the consciousness of the true Sabbath, and my heart is filled with joy and satisfaction. And you will see, not the denial, but the affirmation comes directly from Keep a True Lent. So let's say that denial and affirmation one more time. I release the busy rush of activities. I rest in the consciousness of the true Sabbath, and my heart is filled with joy and satisfaction. And so it is. Amen.